underground, atoms spinning round and round, scientists monitor reading, searching for the holy grail, the particle or at least the tail of the one that gives the universe its meaning. But what if there's nothing, no big answer to find? What if we're just passing through time? No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Nobody knows anything. Let's break it down and start again. When the markets drop, if the numbers really don't add up, everyone seeks the safe haven. And as they contemplate their ruin, the self-proclaimed smartest people in the room are trying very hard not to sound craven. But what if there's nothing, no pot of gold to find? Only the blind leading the blind. No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Since nobody knows anything, let's break it down and start it. Stop pretending we can manage our way out of here. Let's stop defending the indefensible. Let's stop relying on the hectoring of the experts whose spin just makes our plight incomprehensible. High up on a mountain top, somebody with a skinny crop is thinking deep thoughts for us all. Serenity is all around, but if you listen you can hear the sound of one head being banged against the wall. What if our ancestors had stayed up in the trees? We still be weighed down by these worries. No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Since nobody knows anything, let's break it down and start again.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 244. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a new track from Billy Bragg. That song is called No One Knows Nothing Anymore, and that's on the new album Tooth and Nail, which just came out March 19th on Essential Music. This is the best Billy Bragg album in many years, and definitely turns the corner for him, showing he can be a mature songwriter without all that bluster of his early career, and develop songs with just as much impact and just as much clever wordplay. So, a very good album, and I definitely suggest you pick that one up. Coming up next, we have the frequent Billy Bragg collaborator Will Crow with the song Passenger Side.
Hey, wake up, your eyes weren't open wide. side to side. You're gonna make me spill my beer. If you don't learn how to steer, passenger side, passenger side.
God save the queen of Kingman, Arizona. gulf that flows between, and the seawall's wearing down to honky-tonk angels still walk this ground.
That I was hurting. She heard that I'd been crying to her friends. But the truth is, I just got a new job acting. So any tear that rolls my cheek is just pretend. I got a role in some romantic movie. A broken-hearted man unlike myself. Well, it's hard for me to relate, so I practice night and day. And that's why I've been crying oh so well. I'm not crying over you. So, but you're wrong. No, that feeling's dead and gone. This crying is just a role I'm working on. Well, she said she saw me weeping in a bar room. She said she saw me sobbing all alone. But if she knew the truth about my crying, she'd pack her things and come back to our home. Because I got a role in some romantic movie. A broken-hearted man unlike myself. Now she'll see me on the screen and take back everything. She'll come back to the man that treats her well. I'm not crying over you. I'm not crying over you. You might think so, but you're wrong. No, that feeling's dead and gone. This crying, just a role I'm working on. Yes, this crying is just a role I'm working on.
It's okay. You're still listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We ended that set there with Daniel Romano with the song I'm Not Crying Over You, from the album Come Cry With Me, that came out January 22nd on New West Recordings. Daniel Romano is from Welland, Ontario, and you may know him from the indie rock bands Attack in Black. But for the last few years, he's been involved in folk and this excellent country album that's about as authentic as it can get. Some great honky-tonk songs there that'll make you cry in your beer. He is currently out on tour, and he will be in Lawrence, Kansas at the Jackpot on May 11th with Caitlin Rose, and I will definitely be at that show. I'm looking forward to that. And you probably heard Caitlin played on the podcast a couple weeks ago, so you know that's a very good idea. Before that, we heard from Sunvolt with the song Seawall. That's on the band's new album, Honky Tonk. Song, which just came out March 5th on the Rounder label. And before that, Wilco with the song Passenger Side. That's on their album AM, released in 1995 on Reprise Records. Of course, Wilco and Sunvolt, the offsprings of the wonderful Uncle Tupelo. I was an Uncle Tupelo fan and a moderate Sunvolt fan, but I never really liked Wilco, mostly because I didn't really give them much of a chance until Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and I just didn't like that album at all. So I didn't go back and examine the earlier career until recently. I just read a fantastic book called Celestial Music by Rick Moody, and he says such wonderful things about the first Wilco albums that I had to dig them back out, and I must confess I'm a really big fan of that album, and that song there is wonderful. So maybe I'm a Wilco fan, just, you know, maybe it ends before 2001's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. It may sound like there's a theme this week, but there's not. The Too Much Rock podcast does not work that way. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see what else I picked up this week. Oh, new 7-inch by the band The Cosigns. The song is called Hey Sailor Boy.
But you may not like it, 'cause boy, I love you, but I'm a girl pirate. And you can have it all, but you just won't like it. We'll be right back.
on a plastic can, a red letter V. Chelsea broke her cousins out of CCD. They bought the last four tickets up to 383,
and they waited.
Vicky's home from holiday with 3 weeks to go. She caught the flat and fair bus on letter tan line. Show looks like a top-notch lineup, but the answer was no.
Still she waited.
There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black. There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black. Chelsea kept the keys and now she's fed up with boys. She wrote the first four digits in the back of McCoy's. Attended secondary mod until she quit for the noise.
And she waited.
Underlining phrases, encircling love. Vicky says they're gonna blow up at the Laurel Tree Pub. She'll make them practice in the attic above.
Till they made it.
There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black.
There's
no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black. Eileen wants to play guitar in Reno. Chelsea needs to pay the rent on time. Allie's heart's not in it, and Maureen wants to quit it. Vicky's out to save the perfect rhyme. No one's blaming Chelsea, and it's not Vicky's fault. She'd written songs that paid attention, and they shook for the salt. Too many tigers spun the band to a halt,
and they faded.
Allie was the first to go, she quit with Maureen. They never played a proper show outside of Glasgow Green. We heard that Vicky's going solo, Chelsea stuck with routine.
And she waited.
There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black. There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black. There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her hair dyed black. There's no tick,
no tick.
It's all tack,
all tack.
Every single one she's got her
hair dyed.
Every single one she's got her
hair dyed.
Every single one she's got her
hair dyed
black.
Oh, it's so good to have Tully Craft back. That song is called No Tick, All Tack, and that's on the new album Lost in Light Rotation, which came out April 23rd on the Magic Marker label. A band out of Seattle, Washington that I worried had broken up, but no, they just swapped some members around, went into the studio for a long time, and didn't emerge until they had a new album and just sprung it on us, which is a wonderful surprise from a band that I just love to death. Before that, we heard from the Cosigns, a London-based band with the song Hey Sailor Boy. That is the title track of a new two-song 7-inch, which doesn't come out until May 20th on FICA Recordings. So, big fan of that band there as well, because I love that hints of Northern Soul sound. Well, looks like I'm about out of time, so let's get the business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 244. I have been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Damon Naomi. This is a track called Round and Round, and is on the Wondrous World of Damon and Naomi Bootleg Edition. The album originally came out in 1995 as the duo's second album on Sub Pop, but originally, when they recorded it with Kramer, and he built their album a little differently than they expected. They wanted a kind of a folky acoustic album, and he built another psychedelic album, and they disagreed over what that album should be. When it was remixed and released on Sub Pop, it was what the band wanted, but not what Kramer wanted. Eventually, those original tapes have resurfaced, and the band just released them to celebrate Record Store Day, and this is one of those Record Store Day pickups. So, the Wonderful World of Damon and Naomi Bootleg Edition, and this includes the song Round and Round, which was actually cut from the album when it was released in 1995. So, bonus track from this great Boston band. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
If it happened to me, it will happen to you. Catch it up and you go. Catch it down and you're flying high but upside down.
swim.